Skeletor to King Randor! Skeletor to King Randor! Come in, you royal boob!
You're an idiot.
It's the Week in Review. Now to introduce your host, starting off with Vixen Jane.
Hello, my name is Jeanette. I'm addicted to pandas, females, and friends from the top.
Let's reintroduce the angry troll of the group, please.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Mario.
And lastly, the man who can shake his belly and make those ladies at the retirement home wipe their bedpans, Ed Cannon Boom Boom.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain, but how can you have a duck dynasty if none of the people are ducks?
Damn it, Pinky. Can't you get at least one fucking thing right?
God damn it, Pinky. I guess that's our cue, and this is the Weekend Review with myself, Vixen J, my partner in crime, FaZe.
What's up?
And O'Cannon is missing. We are playing our version of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, but Where in the World is O'Cannon Boom Boom. Last time he was missing, he was in Tijuana at the
Where
Donkey Show.
Where in the World is...
Pretty much.
Boom, boom.
So, I mean, we don't know where he's at. I'm saying he got abducted by aliens. What do you think?
I don't know. I think those old ladies got him and took him
at
away.
At Sundary Village?
Yes.
Probably.
No, at the old medical center. I think it's Leon this weekend.
Leon?
Yep.
He got bribed with the little croquetas and pastelitos.
Yep. And like café con leche.
Oh, we just got a tweet that says he's probably donating sperm.
Could be.
Your guess is as good as mine. Moving on. It was a long weekend, actually.
It was a fun weekend. First weekend in a long time that my job goes, hey, you don't have to work on Monday.
Because they actually read their work labor laws book.
Not really. Is that they just knew that we're going to spend money for Bolivia.
Bolivia. You know, half of our speakers don't speak Spanish.
Bolivia means bullcrap.
We got another tweet that he's a Scarlet.
Right. Without us?
I know. Seriously, like, what the hell?
That's messed up.
He's probably dancing in the boom room room inside the skybox.
Oh man. So we had a good weekend.
We had an awesome weekend.
We went to the Keys.
Yes, we did.
I got my ass bit by sea lice.
Yep.
And my back, and my arms, and my legs, and other parts of my body that I can't explain.
Or say.
It was really, really fun, but Jesus Christ, the sea lice are terrible.
Mm-hmm. You sure it's sea lice and not shingles?
I don't know. Dun, dun, dun.
What are those weird rashes on your skin?
The world may never know.
I don't think the world wants to know.
We should make a poll and ask people what it can be.
Okay, well, first off, for my longtime listeners and my new listeners, welcome to the show. I am one to never rant. I know you're the one that rants.
Before you rant,
why interrupt?
If you guys want to call in, it's 516-387-1667. You guys can tweet anything you want at EON_network. There you go. Now you can go.
Oh, one of our listeners says you probably have herpes. Yep. Can I finish ranting?
Go rant.
I've never ranted, but you know what? I think it's fair to say that I'm a very fair, plurry person. I listen to both sides of the story, and something happened over the weekend with someone close to us, to our crew, regarding someone, we cannot mention his name, hashtag butthurt. And the thing is, and I again apologize, but I need to get this off my chest. This person, first of all, since we've known him, he's always made fun of us for dressing up in our costumes for the Dolphin Games, for Comic Con's events, for whatnot. He's made fun of us and bullied us for actually collecting and reading comic books. This person has no idea what characters are out there besides the mainstream ones that he finally probably Googles or he hears his so-called friends talking about. I am recently relatively new in the world of cosplay. I guess I've been in this for a little over a year, almost two.
Yeah.
And because of our show and our genre of our show, we've been more involved and we've been talking to cosplayers and people actually keep this art form alive. I'm sorry, but purchasing a costume off the internet and just slapping it on or paying someone else to do it for you and you not contribute any part of the making or construction of the costume does not make you a cosplayer.
It's not the point of that. It's the point that this is his third costume, right? Third and fourth costume that he's going to go out with. And he hasn't done anything, which gets me mad because, you know, you should already know by the third costume, hey.
No, my problem is the following. I think everyone should be welcomed in the world of cosplay and comic books, just as everybody should be welcomed in our rave world and festivals. Granted. But if you're going to go in there to bash other people that are actually giving you advice to help you on deciding a better costume for you or character for you, don't turn around and tell us to our face that we are wannabes, that we don't know what we're doing or what we're talking about.
Or cosplay police.
Cosplay police, exactly. That we're haters or that you're going to sue us for threatening you. First of all, you ignoramus. Person. You cannot sue me or anybody for giving you our opinion. If we actually waste our breath, and I know you're listening because you spy on our show every other week, so I know you know that this is about you. I mean, if I'm telling you or if someone else is telling you out of the kindness of their heart, listen, I don't think you should do this costume because it doesn't make sense. Why don't you research it a little bit better and try to pick something that fits your fat ass body, don't say that we're threatening you, harassing you, or bullying you. We're actually making you better.
Like, for example, I have a beard. If you guys haven't seen my picture, I have a beard. I would never shave it because I look like a 15-year-old pedophile motherfucker. So why would I dress up as somebody who doesn't have a beard? I want to do Han Solo, but I have to shave my beard because he has no beard. I would not do any cosplay that requires a man to shave his beard. I want to do any cosplay that requires certain things that don't fit my body. I won't do Spider-Man because it's a full tight suit. I have a belly right now.
No, because I've seen full-size people at cons dressing up as their favorite character.
That's fine. That's great.
You rocked it. But here's the thing. This is the difference between them and this person that we're talking about right now. These people out there research their characters, actually fell in love with these characters, and they want to show the world that this is a person they idolize, this is the character they grew up, you know, admiring.
I mean,
I love Superwoman.
Wonder Woman.
Because I can sing Superman. My bad. Wonder Woman. I love her to death. I love what she represents. I kind of rock her. I could do her. You know, but this person in particular has never, not once, opened a comic book.
Recently he has, and it's not even regular comic books or the soft ones, it's the hardcover ones, which gets me a little annoyed. Those aren't comic books. Those are books.
I mean, point blank, I'm tired of talking about him.
No, but the last thing I want to say is, for example, for you guys to understand, Florida Supercon's coming up. I'm dressing up as Skeletor. I am buying the bodysuit because I don't have the time.
He should be Jabba the Hutt.
Okay. I don't have the time to make my costume at the moment. So what am I making? The staff. So at least I'm doing something that
I'm
not buying.
But we're also purchasing stuff for costumes for our co-workers. Our co-hosts are going with us.
And we're also going to start making the next con, which will be, I think, anime. I think it's anime. We're going to have our own costumes. And I'm coming out with something that, trust me, you guys are going to love. I can't say it because I don't want anybody to start doing it. It's going to be amazing. But we're actually going to start making our own costumes. Why? Because it takes 3 months to do it.
Well, never more, actually.
You know, it depends on the costume. But, like, I'm making the staff in less than 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I'm making two staffs. You know, it's not easy. I want to make my sword also for Skeletor. But at least I can say, look, I made this at myself.
Not only that, but we're learning how to make our yeah. own props, and we're actually, you know, talking with other cosplayers and other people that love the art of, and we're getting tips and ideas on what to do. And I love the fact how everybody collaborates and shares tips with one another. This person, however, doesn't grasp that.
I understand that. If you guys want to know a little bit of some tips and tricks, Yoa Sakura, the interview we had, you can listen to her on iTunes or on Stitcher Radio. Also on our website, www.elementsonight.com, we have our radio show there. He gave a lot of good tips.
Yeah.
A lot of different things of how he did his Ganondorf costume, you know, and how he did his Piccolo that the paint didn't smear.
Exactly.
So you can listen to that show. We're going to have, you know, next week, if you want to announce it.
Yes. I am so excited. From Australia. I mean, the time difference between there and us is crazy. So to come, like, between a common ground to interview him was hard, but we managed. We will be introducing and interviewing Dark Cosplay.
Dark Force Cosplay.
And he pretty much, he has down-packed Wolverine.
If you've seen Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, basically when Hugh Jackman runs out of doing Wolverine, this guy could probably take over and just, it'll look identical.
Like, he is spot on, this guy. And the fact that he calls his mate, that's cool. I mean, the only Aussie man that I came close with was Thunder from Down Under.
I'm trying to see what they're saying right now.
Oh, the people are tweeting?
Put him on. Oh, put him on. Alright, hold on a second.
Did we find John?
I think so.
John?
Hello!
John!
Can you hear me?
Where the hell have you been?
Sorry, I was being detained by PETA and questioning of what I did with that donkey last week.
I knew it!
And they're not very happy with me. No, I was not donating sperm unless it counts what I was giving the donkey, but yeah, besides the point.
Nice. Well, you came into me ranting about hashtag butthurt and how he
Hashtag I'm going to sue you because I'm a retard.
Him. Hashtag I'm an abortion gone wrong. Sure. But
wow, out of 20,000 sperms, he was the fastest. Come on now, give me a break.
But like I said, I am done. I'm done with it. First of all, if you're going to be part of this great world, this great culture and experience, don't come in with hatred. You know, don't do it just because you have no friends and you want to, you know, be part of something. If you don't have the heart for it, don't do it, man, because you're giving the rest of us that actually do a bad name. And I know you're listening, so be aware that when I do see you at the Florida SuperCon, I will be chasing you all over screaming butthurt.
I thought we were going to present him with his Lifetime Achievement Award.
We are, I'm working actually. With that. We are working on his little trophy right now. We are. So moving on. I'm done. Thank you.
Wow.
A listener says that his comic book pages are stuck together.
Ew, man.
Oh.
Freaking looking at Jean Grey going, oh, Jean.
Are you sure it's his comic book pages that are stuck together, not his photo album with his new so-called family?
No, it's disgusting.
So, since we're talking about Marvel and DC, comicbook.com had the top superhero villain with the most kills of fellow supers.
Really?
The top three are Punisher with 34 kills.
Okay.
Deadpool had 36. And Wolverine was number one with 46 kills. And two of them being Jean Grey and Mystique.
Oh, wow. So he killed her twice?
No, he killed Jean Grey.
Uh-huh.
And he also killed Mystique.
Oh, okay.
So, another one that was pretty cool was Cyclops, the one that killed Professor Xavier.
Okay.
And Green Goblin is the one that killed Gwen Stacy, which we saw in the last Spider-Man movie.
And this is based on all the comics that have been published to date.
It's not regular people they killed, because obviously if you name that, Wolverine will have more than anybody.
Oh, wow.
But it's based off of how many superheroes they killed off.
Interesting.
You would think Punisher would be number one, but no, Wolverine was number one, and then Deadpool.
Cool.
Yeah, but Punisher didn't kill anybody, really. He killed no-name people. He didn't really kill any superheroes, did he?
Yeah, no, it's 34. 34 superheroes he killed.
Really?
Superheroes and villains.
Oh, my.
So, they all basically put how many super, neutral, or villains.
That's a very impressive.
And notice how Superman's not on the list because he's too gay to kill anybody.
Seriously?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much. With comic books, your favorite grumpy cat is back.
Oh, you mean you?
That's my fault. Grumpy Cat Comics is on his way to
Bite Dinosaur.
Grumpy Cat Comics is on its way by Dynamite. So, yeah, he's going to have his own comic book now.
But I don't understand, like, we had a little holiday movie during the 25 Days of Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and that thing flopped.
I'm getting an interview with him next week. We'll have it up on our YouTube channel.
Oh, you mean Garfield. He's going under a new name.
No, Grumpy
no.
Cat.
Oh, Grumpy
I'm
Cat.
I'm actually going to interview Grumpy Cat next week.
How are you going to interview a cat?
Don't worry about it.
Are you going to give him some tender vittles?
Are you going to give him catnip?
Maybe.
You think it's scarlet?
Maybe.
Hey, if you give him catnip, that's kind of like promoting drug use.
Could be
someone just tweeted Grumpy Pussy.
That would be Vixen J 3 days out of the month.
Five.
Oh, sorry.
We also have the original Reverse Flash returning to DC Comics.
Why?
Because he's a badass character.
Okay.
Why else would he return?
Because they're running out of ideas?
No. But we are about a little bit less than one month away from the biggest Comic-Con in Florida.
Yes, we are.
You know, Florida SuperCon will be in the Miami Beach Convention Center?
Yes.
I can't wait.
And I'm proud to say I'm going to make my debut.
Yes. You're going to make your debut?
Can we say the big announcement?
We could say the big announcement.
Yes! I'm okay. So, we were in the middle of negotiating back and forth with the actual event coordinators and the marketing team at the SuperCon. And Elements of Night, the weekend review, has been granted press passes. Woohoo! Yay!
Woohoo!
Harass you legally. Yay.
Well, yeah,
but I hope it doesn't clash with my costume. I want it to match.
Oh, you'll match. I think so. And the cool thing is that we get to keep it, you know, as a little souvenir of our first official press passes. Not only that, but they sent us like an itinerary of all the questions and answers and all the artists that they want us to specifically feature in our show.
Yep. So basically, I think on the 10th or the one of the weeks we're gonna have it on our website when we're gonna do a full Florida SuperCon. We're gonna try getting a couple of guests on here.
Yes.
Joao Sakura, we're gonna try getting him back on the show.
Yes.
And a couple other guys that are gonna be there.
Yes.
So,
hopefully, I get to interview my favorite comic book artist, Jose Double.
Yes.
And have him sign my Wonder Woman poster.
So it's gonna be amazing.
Can I interview Jason Mewes?
Actually, yeah. With the press pass, you could.
I think you could, yes.
We have some.
That way, I can just be like Snoochie Booches.
actually, I'm excited because I'm a huge fan of Aqua Teen Hunger Force,
yes.
And I'm a huge fan of Xena. And I call him Xena because he's my first name basis. He follows me. I follow him on Instagram. We talk. We chat. And I'm actually going to get to talk to him, and I'm actually going to ask him why the end of the episode of the show, after so many years, why ending it now? And if he gives me a crappy answer like the Wolverine guy, I'll kick him.
That was really messed up. For everybody who hasn't heard our show back in the day, we went to Magic City Comic Con, and I got my Wolverine, Death of Wolverine #1 signed. The guy who wrote the comic book says, we asked him, why kill off Wolverine?
Like, why not, man?
And his answer was, why not?
It needed to be done.
Nice.
And then he shooshed me away.
Like, that was it. Why
does
not?
Does it need to be done?
Like, he said it needed to be done.
Like, he could come back to life, though. That's what he did say. Oh, we could bring him back later on. Which
yeah,
is what they do.
And then he shooshed me off.
Yeah.
Like, literally, he just shooshed me away from this table.
Yeah, but that's like having, like, an old man Deadpool. It just doesn't work.
It just doesn't work! Hashtag butthurt.
Like,
we're going to have that hashtag trending, by the way.
Well, I'm going to actually trademark it.
That's ours.
It's going to have to be trademarked. So, you want to go to our quick commercial before we get into our movies and all the crazy stuff that we got?
Yes, please, I gotta pee.
You always have to pee. I don't understand this.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsandnights.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Cons, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite host's tweets and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsandnights.com.
Meet Brad Dalton, the actor who plays Agent Grant Ward in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at Florida SuperCon. Get autographs, photos, and see him on stage. Florida SuperCon is June 25th through the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Get tickets at floridasupercon.com.
We're back.
I didn't wipe.
She's still peeing.
What the hell? No, I was literally rushed out of the bathroom, and I don't think I wiped.
Oh, that's just nice.
And it.
So, what do we go to first?
How about theme parks?
Theme parks.
Okay.
All right. What
do you Before that, wait. I have a hashtag
since we've been
trending. Wait, stop interrupting. I have a dream that I will be one day in a real radio station, not saying that this is not, called Evolution 93.5. And this is why. They actually need a person, a host, that actually knows about EDM, amongst other things, and is cute. So, I have a hashtag. It's hashtag VixenJBelongsAtEvolution.
That's a big-ass hashtag. God.
VixenJBelongsAtEvolution. And my friends at MLC Records, they're going to make little banners. They're sponsoring me. They're pushing me. We're going to get this done.
I don't know, hashtag butthurt just is so much easier to say.
Alright, you push your hashtag, I'll push mine. I'm even going to make stickers, banners, I'm going all out on this one.
I mean, I thought Minor Phase's hashtag was long, you know, the hashtag greatest tag team that never was.
Which, you know, I think the WWE didn't like that at all when I posted that video. Oh, man, whatever.
Okay, theme park. Hashtag Mixing JP Loves That Evolution.
Alright. So, theme parks. What do you have, Cannon?
Alright. Since we've been talking lately about all the new additions to all the theme parks and everything, I found out today that SeaWorld is having a new addition coming, opening summer of 2016. They are going to have a roller coaster called the Mako. It is going to be the largest, the tallest, the fastest, and the longest roller coaster in the state, I guess, or probably around. It's supposed to be, I think, 250 feet high, 73 miles an hour, and almost a mile long.
Holy shit.
And what's it called, the Mako?
Yeah,
isn't
it's going to be the Mako. As like,
it's a shark.
No, it's a shark, and the Mako shark is actually one of the fastest sharks in history, or in creation.
Well,
so
I know,
they're theming it, they're basing it off that.
When we were in the Keys, we saw a lot of the books. This is a blonde moment, people. I saw a lot of boats with different names, but then I saw several that said Mako. I'm like, damn, these people copied each other's names. They weren't creative. Then I'm also like, no, Jeanette, that's the name of the boat brand. I'm like, oh!
Oh, God. I mean, SeaWorld has to do something to get people away from the, oh, my God, you're killing animals. And
the blackfish.
Yeah, that whole blackfin.
You know, people, I saw that documentary, and I mean, after seeing where they were living and stuff, yeah, it sucks. I mean, if they could only improve their living conditions better, I don't think it'll be a problem.
But they could, but have you seen
really all that bad?
What do you mean? They had like four huge ass whales and one little fishbowl.
Yeah, but look,
they weren't even biting each other.
But look what happened.
But that little fishbowl that they're in is only for the show. If you actually go behind that, the actual storage where they keep them during, you know, three quarters of the day is huge.
Okay.
It's like almost a mile wide, I would say. It's a huge pond or a huge pool that they keep them in, and then they bring them into that little area just for the show.
Did you mean they eat better? Huh? And they what?
Yeah, I've seen the commercials. They feed them better than half the humans I know.
This is true, though. But like the commercials recently just came out at SeaWorld with all the trainers and the vets pretty much contradicting all the facts that was based on the video.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, the lady said, we don't get them from the wild and bring them into captivity. We only have whales that are born and raised within captivity walls.
Well, if you listen...
Go ahead.
Oh, the thing is that the whale that they used was a bad whale, supposedly, or aggressive whale, and that's...
And that's what they used to reproduce the other whale.
That's why they're having issues.
And if you listen to that commercial and you pay close attention to it, she kind of contradicts herself because she says they haven't used a whale caught from wild in 35 years. So
well,
35
the
years ago, they captured one and put him in, and then they've been having babies since.
Right, that's the one that was the aggressive whale.
And you know, all the people
complaining about the whales being in captivity, if they released those whales into the wild now, they would die within like 3 hours.
Yep.
They don't know how to be in the wild.
No, that's true.
So,
I personally love the park. I love the dolphin encounter. I love the North Pole exhibit that they have with the polar bears and the penguins and the baby beluga whales.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't have the penguins with the polar bears because the polar bears eat penguins.
You know what I mean? It's in the same area.
But they should.
And
work.
That's not true because in the tycoon game,
it's two different sides of the world. Polar bears come from the North Pole and penguins come from Antarctica, which is the South Pole. But
not
okay.
In my game. Not in the Tycoon SeaWorld game, buddy.
I think they should worry less about SeaWorld and worry more about Miami Sea Aquarium.
Park is a ripoff and it's falling apart. And those animals are being tortured and they're cruel.
Well,
seeing
how the whale exhibit caught on fire about 5 years ago.
Yep. This is true.
Sorry.
True story.
It did.
You know, on to more, oh my God, before we make this a sad episode with dying whales and whales catching on fire.
No, that was Michael Jackson.
I have the 6 things that you probably done but not remember while traveling around the world in Epcot drunk as a mother effer.
What's the craziest thing I've ever done?
No, you have either gotten loud.
I've always loud.
Spoken obnoxiously.
Always.
Been in the way. Tripped over something. Passed out. And the number one thing is had a protein spill, which is throw up. Because you go around the world and you have the courage to stick your happy ass into space, you know, the shuttle one.
Oof.
And you go, no, I'm not doing the green one. I want to do the orange one, which is the high intense one. Fuck that. My girl's going to love me. And bleh.
You know that's going to go back into
right in your
face.
Because those little bags that they put in the front don't work.
Okay, so true story.
Mm-hmm.
In my many adventures in Epcot Center. It was during Christmas. And you know how every country has, like, how they celebrate the holidays and whatever? In front of Mexico, they had the three white men. The three white kings or whatever. And I was so drunk off my ass. I actually believed it was really them. And I went up to one of them. Truly, their presentation. Shit, you not. And I go, oh, my God. Thank you for teaching my children about our heritage. Sip, 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 sip. You guys are awesome. And then I just went, bleh, out over his shoe.
That is
okay. I don't have any crazy Epcot stories, but I have a story about SeaWorld and how they're marketing geniuses.
Go ahead.
We went 1 year, my wife and I, and unfortunately, as we were walking through the park, her monthly friend decided to visit.
Oh, boy.
And she was unprepared, so she went to the bathroom, and they had a vending machine that sold all those kinds of products, and, you know, and diapers and baby wipes and everything. And no lie, it was called a shampon instead of a tampon.
That is actually pretty cool. I would just buy one just to have it with the name on it.
So they even trademarked their tampons after their whale.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That is actually pretty cool. Oh my god.
It's smart. You take some no-name product and you put Champon on it and you make millions and you charge $8 for it because, you know, when you get it unexpectedly, who's not going to pay $8?
Absolutely. I'm actually willing to go in to take a picture with it.
Oh my god.
next time.
Our box gets a theme song.
Seriously?
Yes.
Listen. I know when women get their monthly friend, it is the Temple of Doom, but that's gone a little too far.
So, for anyone who doesn't know what a loot crate is, it's the best thing ever invented.
Yes.
For $20 a month, you get a cool little box that brings a bunch of cool stuff in it.
And a t-shirt. That goes with the theme.
And it's about the size of a shoebox.
Right. Pretty much.
I mean,
they just literally stuff it with a lot of crap.
I mean, we got a t-shirt.
Yes.
Which has the Green Ranger and the White Ranger on it.
Okay, which is
Ice Cube Trays. Avenger Ice Cube Trays, which I'm using right now, and the ice is awesome.
I post the pictures on Facebook. We're making jello shots.
Awesome. There was an Avengers decal for your window,
which you're gonna stick in your car.
Yes. There's some buttons.
Nice.
What else came? Oh, there was a comic book.
Very nice.
And
hey,
what?
Which button did you get for the Unite theme?
I got
there was like
Batman,
three or four different styles.
I got Batman and Superman.
Oh, okay, I got that one too.
Really, Batman and Superman? How ironic!
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, when I got it. I was like, how ironic when we're debating over who's best, and they're shaking hands.
Right.
Yeah, if you look at the back of the little book that it brings, it shows you all the different hands.
And where can our listeners buy this magical box of goodness?
It's www.lootcrate.com.
And how do you spell loot crate?
L-O-O-T crate.
C-R-A-T-E.
So,
and there's different options on there. You can get the 1 month for $13. You can get the 3 months for $57, or you can get the year, and I'm not sure how much that is.
You know what?
But it basically equals out to $20 a box.
Yep.
Loot Crate, if you're listening, sponsor.
So we also
I'm
have.
I'm working on PDQ to sponsor us.
Hell
no.
I'd rather KFC.
Oh my god, we had a poll going on.
Yes, we did.
For the past week.
Is that the poll from Scarlet?
No. It was who was our listeners' favorite Avenger.
And someone cheated, John, and voted for Hawkeye.
What are you talking about?
You can't cheat the system.
Right.
But
how do you cheat?
Right.
Let's do a drum roll. And one now. How a drum roll? You know that, right? With 31% of the vote, Thor is our winner of America's favorite Avenger.
And
Thor?
Thor.
Hawkeye was 25%. Widow got 15. Captain America, 11. Iron Man, 13. And Hulk, nobody likes you. You only got 5%.
Okay, so my
family. Damn, I must have been slacking off because last time I was voting, Hawkeye was winning.
Exactly, cheater. So my
I only voted 17 times.
Only? So my backseat co-host.
Well, somebody didn't put a thing on the website to where you were only allowed to have one vote for IP address.
Seriously, Phil.
My bad. I'll fix it. We had 300 votes, so it doesn't matter.
We did, though. We got a lot of our participation, and we love you guys for that. It's what makes our show fun, and it kills time. And it sounds like we know what we're talking about. So, Jeff, my co-host, my backseat co-host, says that Captain is the best because he's a classic good guy. Iron Man is the coolest. Black Widow's the hottest. Hawkeye is impressive because he can be on the top of the Empire State Building and piss into your bottle of beer without you noticing.
Of course, Black Widow is the hottest. She's the only chick. And what do you say about the Hulk?
Nothing.
Well, you see, no, Phil, what you just said can be debatable. Because if you go by the movie, then Thor is definitely the hottest.
This is true.
Yeah, that is kind of true.
He looks like a Pantene kind of guy.
For you women out there, watch the trailer for Vacation. Thor's in it. The guy who plays him. And he's in his underwear.
Oh, I must watch.
You see his package.
Like, so, Jeff says, I'm sure Phil and John will be master debaters on this one.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Scarlett Johansson? All day.
You didn't get it. Master
debater. Oh, I got it. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Oh, my God.
See, people, you tweet us, you message us, we will put you out on blast.
If you guys want to call in, 516-387-1667. Have fun with us. We always love having fun with people. I know there's a basketball game today, the Golden State Warriors. Who cares?
I could give
you. You know, I have to give props to the website, because last week I asked people to email me or Twitter me and you know, because I'm looking for a new manager, and I do have to say I was very intrigued by one person keeps emailing me and Twittering me, telling me how hot I am and how she wants me.
Bill, you need to stop.
Hopefully soon she'll call in and I can meet her.
Lies. This person
but
does
we'll
not
see.
Exist. This is interesting.
It's probably hashtag butthurt.
Probably.
Yeah, it could be. You know, usually when you get mad at somebody, they usually like want to.
But you know, I'm sorry, but if butthurt wants to dress up, it's not cosplay, it's drag queen. But it's just what you think.
You know, the best part about it is, he'll sit there. Oh, man, you don't want to go back into him, do you?
No, I'm done. I'm done. We're letting it slide.
We can hold it off for us.
Okay.
But speaking of drag queens, my favorite drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race, Ginger Minch, is one of the top. And I think she's going to win it, guys. I think she has gotten a lot of support. And she retweeted our tweet. So maybe when she's done with the show, maybe, crossing fingers, we could actually get a quick interview from her.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I can see pointers for her.
Seriously.
I mean, since you brought up TV shows, they finally released the first look of Goku for Dragon Ball Super.
Oh, yeah?
Which I will have up on the website tomorrow. I forgot to put that up, but it will be up tomorrow.
Yeah, you forgot to bring food. I'm starving, bro.
I'm sorry. So.
Yeah.
Hell, man.
Last week was depressing for me. My TV show had its season finale last week, so now I have to wait till next season for season 11 for Supernatural.
Yep.
Really? You still watch that?
It's a good show.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped watching like 2 years ago.
It's a good show.
See, it's gotten better. I mean, a lot of people don't like the whole biblical stuff.
I like it. It's gotten
better since they brought that in, and it kind of has like a Constantine twist to it where they start introducing all these different archangels and demons and stuff. So it's pretty cool. I'm hoping for them to have God come out.
That'd be awesome. I
but,
mean,
you
God
know,
has
since George
a...
Byrne died, who's going to play him?
I mean, since God has been seen at festivals, I'm sure he'll make an appearance at the TV show.
Yep.
I saw a piece of toast with Jesus' face on it. I mean, he can be on TV.
We have
douchebag?
No, I want to get to one big news first.
You're pregnant.
Because it's Batman.
Oh.
So, holy smokes, the Batmobile was spotted on the set of David Ayer's Suicide Squad set in Toronto. We have footage on our website, www.elementsonline.com. It's already up there. It's on the news section. It's cool. Ben Affleck is not confirmed to be in the movie, so we think it's just the stuntman in the car.
So is this like a UFO sighting?
No, he's chasing the Joker and Harley Quinn's car. And then there's another video which we're going to post later on that you can actually see Batman holding onto the car. But that's probably a stuntman that's doing it, not Ben Affleck.
See, Superman doesn't need to hold onto any cars because he actually flies.
So Ben Affleck's not going to be the Batman in Suicide Squad?
I think he's only in there for a little bit.
And then
you
he
know,
gets killed.
I think it's more like a back, like a... Like probably like a backstory of the movie.
Yeah, because Batman
That's the only bad thing about Batman. There's been like 150,000 different Batman.
I like the original Batman.
Michael Keaton.
I like Christian Bale.
Oh, hell
yes,
no.
Christian Bale was good. Michael Keaton was good. Look, these are my order. Michael Keaton, Adam West, because I'm sorry, Adam West made that character funny as shit. Right? Back in the day. Then it's Christian Bale. Then, god damn it. I don't know.
I like George Clooney.
No, Val Kilmer and George Clooney. George Clooney there with a nipple suit.
Seriously? Really?
Yeah, it's the nipple suit. And then he's smiling when Alfred's like, I'm dying. I have a disease. Oh my god, Alfred.
Finally,
thank god, bro.
I don't have to take care of you anymore.
Shit, you freaking old fart. Alfred never changed until he died. And then they had to get somebody else.
Right. I didn't like Christian Bale for the following reason. Every time I see him, no matter what character he's playing,
I always see
American Psycho.
The thing with Christian Bale is that he was good. I think they made it real dark.
I can't stand his voice.
I just like how they went back to what the Michael Keaton days with the dark type of Batman. So I like it.
A listener saying the Lego Batman was the best. I agree.
All right, we're gonna go.
Who was that again? I forget his name.
Let's go to douchebag right now. Hold on.
Justin Bieber arrested in Miami Beach for.
Now we do believe that Aaron Hernandez at the moment is being booked.
On Shia LaBeouf, taken out of a Broadway theater in handcuffs after an outburst.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
You're a douchebag. Douchebag. You're a douchebag. Douchebag.
Alright. No, this is my segment, not
but
yours.
I have two.
No, what do you mean you have two?
I have two D-bags.
No, this is mine.
I gave you that one!
You can only talk how the girls talk. Alright?
No, I can't do that. This is a little girl.
No,
I'm not going to make fun of the little girl.
I'm going to do the voice.
No, that's just wrong.
No, it's not wrong.
No, just nominate the douchebag.
Ladies. Stop fighting, ladies.
No, but don't make fun of the little girl. That's not cool. Yeah. No, babe, no. What if it was Jasmine or Miley, dude?
I would love her if they said it like that.
No, baby.
They're not the douchebag.
Babe,
douchebag of the week.
You can't even... You are horrible.
The douchebag of the week goes to the tornado in Fort Lauderdale that took... that took a group of kids flying away... In a bounce house.
Dude,
and the
that must have been the best bounce house ride ever. That thing shot up 100 feet in the air.
Oh, man. And the girl.
No, no.
She was just there like, my arm.
Horrible.
I'm kidding.
Horrible.
It would be funny to say that.
No, it wasn't.
When the thing landed, they all said, we're not in Kansas anymore.
It's not funny. I'm sure as parents, it was scary. Knowing that your child
was
up
it,
on that thing.
I wonder if it landed on Butthurt's mom, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West.
No, God.
Look, I'm going to throw it out. If I see bad weather, I'm not going to send my kid in a bounce house. Are you kidding me?
It just came out of nowhere.
Thing. Exactly. It came out of nowhere. It was perfectly sunny because I live in Fort Lauderdale. I was
perfect,
like 2 miles away from it.
It came out of nowhere.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Okay, can I nominate my D-bag?
Go ahead.
My D-bag of the week is sitting right next to me. And this is why.
Huh?
Only he will play beach volleyball with his wedding band on. And only he... will lose the running ring in the middle of the ocean. And my sister actually made a documentary of this, and they're all saying that he was going to die.
But I guess I'm on my Star Wars ring now.
Yeah, I think he did it on purpose.
Maybe.
Seriously.
It's not my fault. Everyone knows how to play volleyball.
Who plays volleyball in the middle of the ocean with a wedding band on?
Everybody.
Really?
Did you lose your wedding band?
Yes, he did. And I'm going to post the video that my sister made.
I lost.
All right. I don't care how many flying kids there were. You lost your wedding band. You're the D-bag of the week.
Yes.
No, but I have my real wedding band. It was too big when they sent it
to
me. So we got another one.
Yeah.
But for that, since I win, You know what? I'm going to play the little sound and all that.
Go ahead.
You know.
You're Thank a you. Stupid dumbass.
There's the dumbass.
Jerry, that's why you're such a dumbass.
Your mother.
I'm your idiot.
Thank you. I wanted to thank, you know, all the little people out there.
Look how bad it was that my uncle gets back on the boat and he tells me, Jeanette, please don't bitch him out. The man is scared shit right now because he lost his wedding ring.
I'm good. What's like more real than now?
Let's see the digital. Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, before you go into another one, why don't you announce the phone number again so the callers can call in?
Oh, yeah. You can call in at 516-387-1667.
Oh, and they're letting us know that Will Arnett...
And it's toll-free.
Yeah. They're letting us know that Will Arnett was Lego Man, and that the story of
Will Arnett
threw him away.
Oh, my God.
I love him and his puns. His stories. He's awesome.
You want to get started,
did you know? Did you know that you're a douchebag? Bye.
Engage yourself in the vast knowledge of time and space with Vixen J as she brings you Did You Know?
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Ready? So my Did You Know comes from a website called... playbuzz.com, and it's pretty much how well do you know DC Comics. There's like 30 questions in there. It's like a trivia question. I only got the top ones that we could do. So the first one is, who killed Thomas and Martha Wayne? You have Joe Macy or Joe Chill?
It was Kingpin. Oh wait, no, that was Daredevil's dad.
Joe Chill.
What is the name of Wonder Woman's mother? Antios or Hippolyta? Hippolyta?
The second one,
exactly. Hippolyta. I hope I'm pronouncing this right.
That's Wonder Woman.
which one of these villains was elected as the President of the United States? Harvey Dent, Lex Luthor, or Clayface?
Lex Luthor.
Green Lantern first appeared in Action Comics or All-American Comics?
Action.
Nope. All-American. What is Batman Incorporated? Global Crime Fighting Organization or Army of Bat-Bots?
The first one.
Global Crime? Yes. Which superhero lost his father in a plane crash at an early age? Green Lantern, The Flash, Cyborg, or
Green
Aquaman?
Lantern.
Green Lantern?
Yes.
Nice. Who did Wonder Woman kill in...
Who lost their father in a plane crash? It's Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Who did Wonder Woman kill in Sacrifice? Talia Ghul or Maxwell Lord?
Second one.
Maxwell Lord, that is correct. So it's pretty cool because depending on how you rank, it tells you like how much of a comic book nerd are you, or if you need to go back to DC Comics and learn your stuff. So again, if you guys want to take that quiz and come back to us with your answers, it's at www.playbuzz.com. That's my favorite.
What was Green Lantern's real name?
Green Lantern.
Well, I don't remember. I'm freaking Ryan Reynolds is in the top of my head right now.
Hal Jordan.
There you
nice.
Go. Mine is, and I mind boggled me because you don't really see him like that. The actor who played Quicksilver in Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron is no other than Kick-Ass.
I knew that.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that. Like I read it today. I was like, they look... Nothing alike.
You saw the same Facebook post I saw, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What was that movie that had that little nerdy kid with the glasses that he was like in a? That has also the Chinese guy from The Hangover that he's like the king of one of these cosplay.
That was Role Models.
Yes, yeah. I love that movie.
Yes. Which is.
And it was more of a Renaissance thing.
Well, you know what I mean.
which I'm gonna have to dress up this year for the Renaissance Festival because
as a nun.
I may, I made an even trade with Mrs. Cannon. If she dresses up for SuperCon, then I'll dress up for Renaissance Festival.
I want to dress up for the Renaissance Festival.
We can do it.
As a village whore. I'm kidding.
Hold it. You don't need a costume.
We're going to go to commercial before we go to the Boom Boom Room.
Wow.
Oh, man. You got to go.
Meet the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants at Florida SuperCon. Tom Kenny plays SpongeBob in the cartoons and movie. Get autographs, photos, and see him on stage. Florida SuperCon is June 25th through the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Get tickets at FloridaSuperCon.com.
While DJ Carnage was rocking the stage of Club Cinema's sold-out show, what happened next would light up Twitter. Club go, snappy pictures of BSO, the DJ, and before you like
bitch says she had Chipotle. Carnage returns to the Club Cinema on June 13th and June 14th, and he's bringing some friends along. Snails, Lucas, Morgan Page, and Loudbuck, join him and more. Get your tickets now at www.asocsfl.com and use promo code EON to save on your tickets.
I was really like cut again right off.
Yeah, you did. You're so rude.
I didn't mean to. I didn't think I was going to say
something.
But without further ado, let's get into.
Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room so we can do it all night and you can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Had it. Had it. Oh, God, that was so good.
And you can make me feel right.
Is he getting naked again?
What?
John! Stop playing!
What? What happened? Sorry! God!
You're not trans, bro!
I'm very, very unprepared tonight because they confiscated my show notes when they were harassing me about the donkey stuff.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, crap.
So, let's see.
We had the.
Hold on.
Did you finally Google
okay,
how fidget strippers became popular?
No. Playboy.com lists the five positions, if I can freaking get it up on my thing, it's messing up here, five positions that you're most likely to break your dick.
Wait, didn't you just have to with Carmen Electra? And what's his face?
Which I'm still waiting for the pictures from all of us. We're supposed to do a cheese whiz picture with Carmen Electra?
Oh, no.
Oh,
cheese
yeah,
broke,
I need to do that.
Broke
I forgot
Dennis
to buy a cheese
Rodman, whiz. She broke Dennis Rodman's dick years ago when they were together.
Wow. That thing must be wrong.
Okay, proceed. Hello?
I'm trying to find it. Hold on.
So, about Dennis Rodman. Dressing him as a drag and then marrying himself.
We actually met Dennis Rodman years ago.
Oh,
here we go. We're back.
All right. Top five positions that are most likely to break your dick. Number five is titty fucking.
You're lying.
Number four is the missionary position.
What?
Number three is doggy style.
So basically,
number
two, every position you can break your dick.
Number two is cowgirl, and number one position is the reverse cowgirl, which I find this total BS because those are all the positions that I love to do, and I've never once broken mine yet.
Amen.
I mean, I can understand why you talk because you're there, and then maybe it goes out, and then when you try putting it back in, it just...
How hard are you ramming this person? Seriously?
I'm just...
And then I got one other story. If this cooperates with me, there is a model by the name of Tracy Kiss. She's a European model, and she was using GoFundMe to raise funds for a charity involving disabled sick people, or sick children, I'm sorry. And she was offering topless photos if you donate money. Well, okay. I guess GoFundMe is a little prude or whatever. They kicked her off of GoFundMe because she was offering topless pictures.
What the hell? She's trying to raise money.
Before they kicked her off, she raised $15,000, and she's got a huge set of jugs on her.
There you go. You go, girl.
That's the way to do it. We shall have a cannon boom boom, you know, shake it. So
I need abs. Can we go fund me some abs?
I'm thinking about doing a GoFundMe, and, you know, for every dollar raised, I will send you a autographed nut picture.
I'm not going to be an autographed picture of a donkey. Of one nut, not both.
One nut, yes.
The one with hair or without?
And then I got a good question for you guys.
Here we go.
Why is it whenever you get your wife or your girlfriend pregnant, all her friends gather around and rub her belly and say congratulations, but nobody ever rubs your dick and says good job?
Because they're not sure if you're the father.
Oh, this is Maury now. You are not the father.
Did I just blurted that out? Damn, my Tourette's.
That is really, really wrong.
And I don't have time to watch the video now, but if you go on Playboy.com, they have a video up there of the top 10 weirdest fetishes.
And do you know them or no?
I don't know them off the top of my head. I know one of them is amputees.
Ooh.
Ooh. I've heard a lot of them.
And then they have the fuzzy people. I forget what they're called, but they basically dress up in furry animal outfits and have sex.
Yeah. Well, how do you think
I could totally see hashtag butthurt doing that? Yeah, but see, he's not really dressed up in a costume. He's furry every day of the week.
That's just wrong.
Wow.
That's just wrong.
That's messed up.
But we're not talking about him anymore.
I heard FaZe did his Chewbacca, and that, like, totally got you crazy.
Lies. You see, the rumors were wrong. He dressed up like a panda, and he stripped. That's what got it for me.
Yep.
Get it straight.
You know, I was watching Modern Family last night, and I was thinking of you, Vixen.
Oh, gosh. Wait, why? What episode was yesterday? Was that where she takes the fat guy to her Mexican restaurant? No.
No, it was innocent. It was innocent. There was the school carnival or whatever, and Manny was in the cake making contest, and one of the cakes that he was competing against was like four layers, you know, one big one, then it would go smaller, 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 and it was all pandas.
Nice. I must find this episode.
Oh my lord.
I was like, oh man, Vixen would love that cake.
Let me tell you, that show is really funny. I love that show.
You know what the crazy thing is? If you watch that show from, like, say, the first season, and then you watch, like, one of the seasons now and see how those kids grew up, it is freaking amazing.
I know that the girl, she was suing her parents. She didn't want for them to manage her anymore.
There we go. Thank you for bringing that up.
Why?
Because there is a woman who is trying to trademark manage mom. Or manner mom. Manner mom or something like that. Kris Jenner is trying to trademark that name because she's her kid's manager. So Mario
Not by choice.
So Mario Lopez is like, all right, what about my mom? She was my manager. What about these kids' moms?
Right.
They were their manager. Like, you're telling me that they can't say that they're manager moms no more without Kris Jenner's approval?
That lady needs to find a new hobby. They all need to jump off a bridge.
So she's trying to trademark that name, that word, saying that she's the one that did it.
They're so retarded.
Yep. So it's just retarded, and I mean.
Did he get caught by the police?
I don't know.
What's going on? Let's listen in.
I also read up online about movies. Since we're going back and forth and all that.
Wait, can I give a shout out to someone real quick?
No, you can give a shout out to this because it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Mad Max came out.
Right.
Had huge reviews. Because it's a movie from the past.
Right.
And they redid it.
Right.
They're saying there's some movie that they should come back out again.
We have a caller.
Well,
I'm not saying that you're serious on anything, but we have a caller.
Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do, on 93.
Let's see what the caller has to say.
Hello, thank you for calling the Weekend Review.
Can you wait until I call?
Hello, darlings.
There we go.
Wow, who's this? Hello?
This is Tits McGee from London.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hello. Hello, Tits McGee.
Nice, you have strippers calling.
It's Al Cannon on the phone.
Cannon?
Yes, yes, I am.
Oh, shit.
Well, hello, darling.
Well, hello there. I love that accent.
I've been stalking you on Facebook.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so you're the one that's been sending me all those messages.
What?
That's me.
Oh, hello. Nice to talk to you.
Okay, I need to...
Hey, don't be cock-blocking over here.
Shush! Okay, so, how do you know Cannon?
Well, I was in Tijuana, and I saw him doing a show with a donkey.
I knew it!
Oh, my
God. And how was
and
the
he made
show?
He made me incredibly horny.
Hello
the
there.
Donkey or Cannon?
Cannon.
Oh, wow. Cannon, well, this is how you hunt. You handle this.
So, since I made you so horny, you want to go to the Boom Boom Room?
Absolutely.
Oh.
When would you be available?
Oh, geez.
Anytime you're ready, baby.
Oh, my God.
I will give you the best 2 minutes of your life.
So, Tiffany, what do you do with a name like that?
Well, I am a fashion consultant in London, but I love American shopping.
Nice. So what do you buy?
Lingerie, toys, play toys for the bedroom, lotion.
Hey.
Boom, I think
all
we found you a co-host.
So, have you bought anything recently that you might want to show off for me?
Absolutely. I just recently went to Victoria's Secret and bought some cheeky panties. They're on sale for 7 for $27.
Oh, hello.
They're very, very cheeky. Very cheeky.
I like cheeky.
Well, you'll have to give me a call and I'll have to show you them.
Well, by all means, you can hit me up on the website or Twitter and give me that phone number and maybe we can make some arrangements for you to enter the Boom Boom Room.
Okay.
We just made a love connection.
I think we need to add her to the show.
I agree. I mean, she's willing to be with us and you in the Boom Boom Room. I mean, she might need to get her vaccinations up today to be next to you, but
I have all my shots.
And she's willing, John. She's willing.
Sounds like I'm winning.
You know what? I think we should do this. I think next weekend or next week, we'll introduce both Cannon and Titty McGee in the Boom Boom Room.
Sounds good to me.
This is going to be fun. Finally, another set
of
tits
fun.
And this is uncensored, correct, in case there's any loud moaning going on?
Yes, we will have to say that the Boom Boom Room is 18 and older.
Oh my god.
We might even be able to show you guys a thing or two, so you can take it home to practice.
I just feel lousy in it right now. But okay. Sounds good. Oh, Teddy McGee, nice meeting you. And I know we'll be hearing
from you
more.
Yeah.
You need to send us a picture to put it on the website.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll send over one shortly.
You're gonna have to send over a picture and a bio.
I sure will.
Nice.
You can put your obsessions as your obsessions is El Cannon Boom Boom.
Oh my god.
Oh yes.
Maybe if you're lucky, I'll let you have my baby or four.
Oh jeez.
Oh, I'll take four, please.
Oh wow. All right, Teddy McGee. Welcome aboard, hon.
Okay.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you later. See that?
Wow.
And you guys said that it wasn't real.
What the hell happened in that donkey show?
I don't know, but I have a fan.
That is your first fan, John. That is awesome. Not even Butthurt had that.
Yeah,
one more Twitter follower for me.
No, Julio was my fan. He was just calling you because he felt sorry for him.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I miss Julio. Where the hell has he been? Julio, I need you back.
So,
me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
I have extended, so she actually likes to buy American stuff, but she lives in London.
It's like us liking to buy Chinese stuff because our shit sucks.
So there's shit.
I don't know, but I'm finding it really hard to walk right now because I'm bumping into walls. She totally intrigued me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh.
On that note.
So, wow. I don't know where I was going before.
Wow, I went from the boom boom room to actually having a love connection. Lucky me.
Well, my shout out, please. My shout out.
Go ahead with your shout out, and then I go with our movie.
My shout out goes to the retarded boat that got stuck on the sand beach in the Keys, named Poppy Chulo.
We'll have a video of that on our YouTube channel.
I actually did a live documentary on our boat making fun of that boat. It was funny.
So,
we'll post that too.
Oh my god, bro.
On to
movies. So, Mad Max came out.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, they want to remake Gremlins.
Can Titty McKee come back?
Nice!
They want to redo Gremlins. They want to do Revenge of the Nerds.
No!
They want to do The Neverending Story.
No!
Mortal Kombat.
No!
Well,
and Back to the Future.
No.
If they redo Revenge of the Nerds, they can have hashtag Butter as the main character.
No.
No, they're too cool. Actually, those people are cool.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, that's... Gremlins would be cool.
Why are they rebooting movies that kids in this generation will have no idea what it is?
Gremlins will be badass.
That's why.
Because
mm-hmm.
our kids know what Gremlins are.
They will when they won't want
to... So you know what's going to happen? Our 6-year-olds and our 9-year-olds are going to see their Furby doll... They'd be scared shitless out of
it. And I'd be like, don't feed it at night after midnight.
Yeah, no, not gonna happen.
Yeah, and don't get it wet. That means you can't bring it around me because I make everybody wet.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, my God. Talking about getting wet, Point Break is coming back.
Why?
Talking about reboots. Actually, it's pretty cool.
I thought they brought it back with Fast and the Furious.
No, it's not with Fast and the Furious. It's sort of almost the same story. But these guys are not bank robbers. You know the other one, they're all bank robbers. They're stealing for themselves.
Right.
This one, they're releasing the money to the people, to the poor. So they're trying to do like a twist.
Oh, so it's like Robin Hood.
Yes, it is. It's a twist between Robin Hood and
Point
Break.
You know what I need to make a reboot of?
What?
Fantasy Island. I miss that little tattoo guy.
Me play.
Absolutely.
No,
he's dead.
I would love to see them do another Back to the Future.
No.
As long as they let Doc Brown and Marty McFly make cameos.
No.
The original, you know, Michael J. Fox and whatever his name is.
Michael J. Fox can't move without twitching every
time. Right, so no. No.
But still, they can have him as, like, the future, you know, old-ass man who can't move.
Which they actually kind of did do it. If you watch Rick and Morty, which is on Cartoon Network, which we actually got a puzzle out of it,
yes.
It's sort of Doc Brown and Marty McFly.
I just like the episode you showed me where they crushed
the Simpsons.
And they
remade them. And they came out to the doctor's way.
Yeah. Moving on.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They're making another
Cowabunga,
one?
Cowabunga, yes.
Why?
Part 2.
Jeez.
And it's going to be Shredder's daughter.
Actress
Brittany.
Yeah, but do you know who else is in it?
Kibachi? What?
Hibachi.
Hibachi.
Grumpy Cat.
You know who else is in it, right?
Who?
Turtles?
They're having, no, they're bringing in Casey Jones. And after a big debate, like originally they were going to have John Morrison play Casey Jones, if you remember John Morrison from WWE.
No.
But they actually settled on the guy who plays Arrow.
Oh.
Wow, really?
Yeah, the guy who plays Arrow is going to be Casey Jones, I believe. I know he's in part two.
Wow, that is actually pretty interesting. I actually like that. Which, you know what? Bring in my Casey Jones. We saw Casey and Kick-Ass on the same show. They did a superhero beatdown with Casey Jones and Kick-Ass.
Right.
We have not heard anything more about superhero beatdown in a while.
Is it called Superhero Beatdown?
Yeah.
No, I think it was called Something in the Sun.
No, Bad in the Sun is the people that make it. Superhero Beatdown is the one that do the videos.
Maybe because they got sued?
I don't know what happened, but they were supposed to be supposed to the White Ranger versus another
that
Ranger.
That was the last one that we saw, yeah.
And no. Oh, here it is. The Green Rangers were Ryu. Yes, it did come out already. My bad. We will talk about that next week on the show.
We actually need to post that link on our website because it's actually pretty cool. You actually get to see. What was it? We saw Darth Vader versus Batman.
Yes, we saw Darth Vader versus Batman. They had Superman versus Captain America, I think it was.
And then they also had Batman versus Wolverine.
No, it was Superman versus Thor. Captain America versus Halo.
And supposedly how they come up with these scenarios is they have the fans vote in on what matchups they want to see.
Well, no. They vote on who they want to win.
Right.
The guy directs the whole entire video, and he makes two endings. So, and then what they do is at the end, when they get the actual winner of the voting, they play that ending.
I think it's awesome.
So, it is pretty cool. Your Magic Mike guy, Channing Tatum?
Yes.
He is.
He's Dirty Gambit.
Yes. It is actually.
But I've been calling that for a long time now.
Well, it's been proven.
Yes. I am happy now.
So, and Transformer 1 is a origin story, which is coming out.
And if you're really into the whole superhero fantasy movies, mark your calendars for the next couple of years.
5 years.
Because I have the list right here, if you're interested. And I will also post it on our website. July 2015 is Ant-Man. August 2015 is Fantastic Four. February 2016 is Deadpool. March 2016 is Batman vs. Superman, which we will be there. May 2016 is Captain America Civil War. May 2016 is X-Men Apocalypse. July 2016 is Strange, which I don't know
Doctor
what that
Strange.
Is. Oh, okay.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Yep.
August 2016 is Suicide Squad. October 2016 is Gambit. March 2017 is Wolverine.
Okay, that's far. We'll post it on our website. www.elementary.com. Now, Fantastic Four, I want to go back to that because we all said that Sue and Johnny are not brother and sister. But the doctor that he talks to, Reed Richards, is black. And he goes, oh, come meet my daughter, which is Sue, which is white.
You know, there's such
discuss.
Thing as... There is such thing
how is,
as...
How
as,
is Reed
as,
Richards
as,
Sue's dad?
No. Reed Richards meets a doctor, like another guy there, like a scientist that's black.
Oh.
You know,
I got
he's
you. I
black
got
guy
you.
With the glasses. And then
they
that
were
guy
adopted.
Says, and then he goes, oh, meet my daughter.
So
she's
I
like,
guess they're pretty much saying they come from an interracial family.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Or she was adopted into the family. It happened.
Oh. I do want to see that movie. There's an international trailer that just came out. And holy shit, it looks dark as hell. And amazing. It looks good.
Insert text having turtles having sex.
Why would you do that?
That's the sound that's going to be coming out of the Boom Boom Room once I meet this Tits McGee.
If that's the sound you can get out of her, we have a problem. Okay, it's not the turtle. That sounds like
you should have seen how, you should have seen how they were trying to get on each other.
Okay, I don't want to.
So, for video game news, for all my Final Fantasy lovers out there, next week, there'll be news Thursday, June 4th from Square Enix. So the EON Network will have you covered. We'll have everything posted on our website when they release it. Also, people who are dying to play Mortal Kombat, like myself, because I don't have an Xbox 360 or a PlayStation 3, you have to wait. Second, last generation consoles, which are PlayStation 3 and Xbox, it got delayed.
I'm just excited that we were able to get Hero and Big Hero 6
this is Mortal Kombat.
Our
Xfinity. But
this is Mortal
Kombat. Game console. This is Mortal Kombat. Oh, and already taking pre-orders for the Xfinity 3.0 with
Star Wars,
which I am going to pre-order now. Because
Did you see the new Lego Dimensions?
Yes.
Yes.
Which
that looks pretty badass.
Which, to be honest, if you guys want, like, it's Christmas time is coming on. you have these games, Lego Dimensions, and you have the Infinity game also coming out. You can pre-order it now, and the pre-order is $5 to $10, I think it is. And you can go back to the store every week if you want and pay little by little.
Yes, it's called layaway.
No. Because
no,
the way
it's called pre-order. That's what I'm doing with Madden 16.
Because what happens with GameStop is that you pre-order it and you don't have to pay for it until it actually comes out, the game.
Exactly.
So what you do is if the game is going to come out in 5 months, pay it little by little. If you have $10 laying around, put an extra $10 in there. By the time the game comes out, you already have it paid off and you're good.
That's what I did. That's what I did with Madden 16. I put $10 down and I go back every week and just put a little more.
That's not layaway because the game hasn't come out. If the game was already out,
it doesn't matter.
You're pre-ordering
it. Shit. You buy something, you put it at the store, and you go back every week and pay until it's yours. It's called layaway.
I understand that, but the game is not also it's not layaway. You're supposed to pre-order.
So what are you doing then? What's the act of you going back?
You're pre-ordering it.
Please.
You're pre-ordering it.
What is the act of you going back to a place and paying money for something that is not fully yours?
You don't have
yet?
To. You don't have to. You can wait until it comes out and then pay it off there. But for
you're no. By pre-ordering it, you're guaranteeing yourself a copy opening day.
That's the thing. So I'm going to
layaway.
I'm going to pre-order Infinity 3.0.
So pre-order the fancy blue
now,
way of saying
can you pre-order the characters?
I don't know about the characters. I know it comes with Anakin and I think Asa. I mean the girl.
And I think Yoda was one of them.
I think Yoda. Yeah, it comes with three characters, and it's the Clone Wars TV show that they call from.
Layaway.
Nice.
Not Layaway.
Hey, real quick, going back to movies,
mm-hmm.
The Ninja Turtles Part 2, do you think they kill off Donatello in this one, or did they wait till Part 3?
I heard rumors that they did.
They did in the comics.
They didn't. No, they did in the comics.
But then I heard about the movie, which Rocksteady and Bebop are going to be the villains in Part 2.
I heard that too.
So it could be possible, which I think they should.
Don't we have a clip from Comic Book Man when the creator of the Ninja Turtles was actually in the story and he was talking about how and why he killed them off in the comic books?
No, it's why he created Michelangelo and why he created them like that. No.
We need to go back to that episode.
They just killed them off a month ago. Comic Man has not been on for another 3 months. They went off the air, yes. It ended in February. Mm-hmm. And they come back in the fall.
I got a good poll that we can do this week.
What turtle should die?
What?
What turtle should die?
No. Going back.
Oh, my bad.
No, since we were discussing all these movies that they're remaking, we should have a poll. What 80s movie do you want to see remade?
This is Frank.
Actually, you don't worry about it.
And that big should
you guys,
take Andre the Giant.
I'm losing you guys.
Spot.
Wait.
You know, because I wouldn't mind seeing the new Teen Wolf movie.
Dude. Yeah. What about that science one? Weird Science.
Weird Science? No, I won't do that. Good.
Hmm.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, yeah. That'll be cool.
That'll be a good one to come back.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, that wouldn't be a bad
idea. We should do a vote. You're absolutely right.
So I think we should do...
I mean, there's a lot of good 80s. 80s, early 90s. Or 80s
or
early
90s. Oh, my God. They're remaking, actually, my favorite movie, The Labyrinth.
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's my wife's favorite movie.
Which I do think that we should do a poll.
They should do another Biodome.
No. I don't think they're redoing Labyrinth. I think they're making Labyrinth 2. I think where Toby is going to be the new Gremlin king.
The new dad.
Or
exactly.
Goblin king.
But isn't it cool that they're going to have David Bowie as a Goblin king? He still looks good for his age.
So we do a poll.
Yes, Labyrinth has to be in it.
No, we're going to do a vote. We're going to do a vote to pick the top five.
But are we nominating the movies for them to vote?
Yes.
Okay, so Cannon, what movie are you nominating?
To be remade? I guess as bad as it sounds, Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf. Babe?
I will nominate... I want Gremlins.
But it's already being done.
No, those are the ones that they should, that they deserve.
Gremlins. I say The Princess Bride.
So out of those three.
Princess Bride.
Shut up.
No, we gotta get two more. Make it five.
Okay, Never Ending Story.
Oh, man.
I'm a girl.
No, that was actually a good one. I was manning because I didn't think of it.
Damn, that's hard. 80s movies.
E.T.
How about Debbie Does Dallas?
Kim Kardashian as Debbie?
Well, we'll have to leave that for
Debbie. No, that would be Debbie Goes West.
Oh, God. Wow, bro, I just got it right now. That's messed up.
So you don't have another one to nominate?
No, I don't have anything right now.
Really?
How about Flash Gordon?
Oh, yes.
You know, the guy from Ted?
Yes. Okay.
That would be awesome. I'll get that poll working. We'll have it up tomorrow on our website.
Well, and no cheating this time, Dixon.
Yeah, seriously, no. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that the IP address thing is put on.
Please, so, this is wrong.
My last thing for video games, if you guys have a PS4, PS3, and are a PlayStation Plus member, you get free games in June. You got Metal Gear Solid 5.
I'm very upset with this video games.
Why?
I don't know about you guys, but you know my kids in particular are really big Call of Duty fans.
Oh, so
they're coming out with Black Ops 3. So I was talking to the guy at GameStop, and it's only coming out on Xbox One and PlayStation 4. They have no date scheduled for PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360.
It's getting to the point that big games like that, they're gonna just put them on the new consoles, which it's fine, but the thing is that really, like me, I saw a PS3 and Xbox 360 because you haven't wowed me to the point of buying a PS4. You're forcing
exactly.
me to buy it. You know, like that Batman
game.
I don't want to buy
one of the new systems until I know all the bugs are worked out. And like the Xbox One, I refuse to buy because you have to buy a new TV and everything to go with it, or it won't work.
Yeah, pretty much. So
I'm not gonna waste all that money. You know,
Which, it's not fair.
I guess. What?
I mean, if I were to buy a system, I'm gonna wait for the holidays because, honest to God, every holiday, especially since the PlayStation 4 has been out for 2 years, or like a year and a half, and Xbox One also for a year and a half, in the holidays they're gonna come out with a system with 3 games for free.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. So I'm just gonna wait until Thanksgiving, Black Friday, or Christmas, and I'll buy my system.
I mean, I guess what the guy was telling me was they're going to put it out on those two systems first and see how the sales are. If they don't reach the numbers they want to reach, then they'll go ahead and release it on the older systems. But to me, you should make it on all the systems in one shot.
Yeah, I mean, the PlayStation 3 still has, you know, its people that are going to be buying games for it.
You know, I understand, okay, you're not going to make it for PlayStation 2 and you're not going to make it for Wii. You know, I understand that, okay, those are obsolete systems. But if you're still selling PlayStation 3 games and they're still hitting good on the market, make it for that console too.
Yeah, I just think that, I don't know. I mean, until the price point goes down, it's ridiculous. $400 for a system or $350 is just ridiculous for one system.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, unless you're going to GameStop and you're buying it pre-owned, then it's worth it.
Yeah, but
because I think PlayStation 4 pre-owned is like $295.
Yeah, it's $100 cheaper.
But I mean, even that's still fucking expensive.
But I don't know.
We'll ask Miss McGee when she calls in next week.
Yep.
Well, she's an expert in shopping.
Yeah. So we'll see what she says. With that, I mean, I don't have anything else. I mean, we do have a great show next week coming up.
I'm excited. John, are you going to be around to interview our Aussie friend?
I'm going to try.
Because Friday, 10 p.m. here is Saturday, 10 a.m. there. So that's when he will be calling us, and it's via Skype. So we'll actually get to record for the first time the interview, so we get to play that, and we also get to play the audio. So that'll be
okay.
Cool.
Is it this Saturday coming up?
This Friday
at 10.
Or this Friday coming up, like as in not tomorrow, but the next day.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see, because I got some gigs going on. I got more donkeys to rape.
Oh my God.
So if you have any questions you want to ask him, I mean, he is coming live from Australia. By all means, send it to us, and we'll ask him on your behalf.
Yep. And then
I will send you the questions.
Yeah, and if any of our listeners have any questions, like curious on how cosplaying is in Australia or why he became this character, shoot it up, and we'll actually ask him.
Yeah, you guys can either message
that right there was my question. That was my question right there, why he chose Wolverine.
Well, if you see his picture, I'll send it to you. He looks just like him.
No, I know that, but I mean, that's like me and the character I chose. I'm sure a lot of people are going to ask me why I chose who I chose at SuperCon.
Right.
Can I get the cheap plug-in? Okay.
Go get the cheap plug-in, bro.
You guys can tweet us the questions at EON_network, or you can also go on our contact form on our website, www.11tonight.com.
And tweet us directly.
And write our questions there. Your plugs?
Plugs?
Yeah, how people can reach you, how they can see you.
My stalkers know how to stalk me, but no. In case you don't and you're curious, my Instagram is fixinj0601. My Twitter is jlawrence17. If it's that's too hard to spell, go onto our website and you can click on my beautiful picture and follow me there.
That's not a picture. There's a little square that says where you click.
Whatever, bro. Don't be jealous.
If you guys want to follow me, it's very simple. It's EONPHAZE. That's EONPHAZE. If you guys are trying to look for me or you're trying to stalk me, I'll be at Spaces Saturday. Just make sure it's free entry until 1. Open bar till 12:30 on my list. So say EON at the door. EON at the door. And I got you covered. Don't worry about it.
Actually, it's a pretty good lineup. It's a kickoff to our summer space.
So, Gannon?
Twitter and Instagram. You can find me at TheCannon0207. Facebook, look up John Cannon, or go on near on the website, elementsofnight.com, click my little picture, my little follow me link, whatever you need to do. I want to give a shout out to my biggest fan, Tits McGee. Wherever you are, I'll always be with you, and anytime you want, you're welcome in the Boom Boom Room.
Oh my God.
And don't forget, #FixinJ belongs at Evolution. Don't hate.
#TeamFaze.
Really?
#Hashtag Cannon loves tits.
#Butter.
#Goodnight, guys.
Later, there.
Good night. See you all next week.
What's going on, fans? Do you love to party? Do you love the EON Network? Well, check out www.elementsofnight.com as we give you 24 hours worth of news and updates from Comic-Cons, music events, video games, and more. Check out your favorite host's tweets and thoughts. Stay up to date with the lineup with the EON Network, and it's all in one place. So what are you waiting for? Check it out now! www.elementsofnight.com.
Meet Billy D. Williams at Florida SuperCon. He is Lando Calrissian in Star Wars. Get autographs, photos, and see him on stage. Florida SuperCon is June 25th through the 28th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Get tickets at floridasupercon.com.